Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Study Motivation from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm Managing Director of Uncommon Knowledge. As you increasingly relax to this session, it's best if you're sitting or lying down somewhere comfortable where you won't be interrupted for a few minutes. Just before you close your eyes and begin to relax nice and deeply, I'm going to say a few words about study motivation. The fact that you have chosen to study shows that you have a goal in mind. You may be after a degree from college, or to advance your career and expand your life choices. Whatever the goal, you've placed studying among the things that you know that you should be doing. You know full well that if you don't do it, your chances of achieving your goal will diminish or even disappear. So it's annoying and frustrating to discover that in spite of this knowledge, you find yourself putting off studying. You may find yourself thinking, "Yeah, I know I should study, but there are so many other things to do." Modern life continually demands your attention, whether it's TV, the internet, computer games or your friends, and all these things can feel easier to do than studying. If you were on a desert island where there was absolutely nothing else to do other than study, you'd study every last morsel of your subject. You'd study until you became completely versed in it, because there would be nothing to distract you. Imagine being in a cell for months with no TV and nothing except one book. You'd certainly read it cover to cover, many times, over and over. You'd become a real expert on that book. Having too much choice, too many possibilities over what we direct our attention towards, means that now, more than ever, we need to exert willpower. But of course you also need good study habits, a time and place where you study as free from distractions as possible. You need to organise that study time. "I'll study that specific section between 2 and 5 this afternoon" is better than "I'll study sometime this afternoon." You need to think about why you are studying and what you are studying for. What do you want your life, ultimately, to be about? How will your studying contribute to this? You need to set yourself achievable targets and goals to study towards, an end result for all your efforts. When those distractions out there tempt you to put off studying, ask yourself, "Do I want my life to be about drinking coffee, playing computer games, watching TV and chatting to friends, or do I have bigger fish to fry?" It's all about finding a balance, because your life is what you do with it. We live in a culture where everything is supposed to be entertaining and immediately exciting before all else. If you buy into this too much, then you can stop engaging with more subtle stimuli because they may not provide immediate excitement or reward. Your mind needs the nutrition of study to feed on, as well as the relaxation of entertainment and socializing. When you study well, you'll find it has its own subtle pleasures and satisfactions above and apart from the good results it can bring into your life. Imagine what it's going to feel like to feel compelled to study hard and well. Imagine the sense of achievement when you attain that goal through the studying you've done. Okay, so for now, you can just close your eyes. And you can look forward to a very pleasant journey into relaxation, taking some time out from the less relaxing thoughts of the day, just allowing your mind to clear. But you don't really have to do anything in particular. You can let those thoughts just drift off or follow them if you like. But as you relax a little more to my voice, you'll notice, as we continue, that each breath becomes just a little deeper and slower. And as that chest rises and falls, Those chest muscles rest further now. You can get a sense of your unconscious mind taking over. I don't know if you know what that feels like, but you can be interested just to notice how you feel relaxed as you continue to listen to me just now. And as that continues, you can become just a little bit curious about which part of you will relax the most deeply first. And I don't know what part that may be. That's it. You might imagine that a hand would feel very relaxed, that a foot could become nice and comfortable. But you can study just what it is about that part of you that is really nicely relaxed now, that allows relaxation to begin to spread outwards through your body as every muscle gently stretches and lets go, becomes softer, a little warmer, with a fabulous calming blanket of rest wrapped round those shoulders, across that back, perhaps just weighing those arms down a little. Soothing rest, massaging those leg muscles. And on another level, you can be aware of the benefits such deep relaxation brings to your mind and body. Benefits such as improved digestion, increased healing and immune function, lowered anxiety, all sorts of wonderful benefits that happen as a side effect when you relax now. That's it. And you can choose to listen to my words if you like, or you can just watch as they float away on the air. It's really not important. Just get a sense of that fantastic dreamlike moment just before sleep, where you're just still aware, while you drift off to a land of infinite possibilities, where any sounds around are very much in the distance. That's it, and you focus on everything that is so restful. A peaceful, easy rest. And in this dreamlike state, you can begin a lovely, restful journey, getting a sense of a path in front of you, perhaps a grassy path, maybe sand or stone. And just notice how this path can lead you through to an incredibly relaxing place. And you can just gently take those first few steps. That sense of movement, the feel of the ground beneath your feet, relaxing a little more with every step, the comforting sound of every footfall, the calming reassurance of the earth beneath your feet, pleasantly anticipating the journey ahead, curious about what might be round each bend, each sweeping curve ahead of you, and noticing how with every step you can rest more deeply as you soak up your surroundings, just becoming aware of what it is about this place that really is so relaxing. Vibrant colours and shapes, or shadows and textures, contours merging gently into one. The air crisp and fresh, relaxing more with every calming breath. Memories of old relaxing times may come to mind. That's it, allowing you to relax more deeply now. I'd like you to notice that ahead of you there appears a fork in the path, where the path divides into two. And as you look down the left path, you can notice it's cluttered. Everything's a little out of balance, not quite in the correct proportions, almost as if the path doesn't know where it's going itself. And the right path is a straight path, clear, everything in balance, a definite destination, a path you can feel confident to stride down now. That's it, moving swiftly towards that goal, enjoying the surety and satisfaction of knowing you've gone the right way. That's it. And as you walk down there, I'd like you just to get a feeling of what it's like when you begin to think about starting to study. That's it. An overwhelming sense of that certain time. A powerful urge to go and study. Anticipation of doing that. That's it. Looking forward to doing some real good focused study. Because you know after an hour of that you'll feel so good about yourself. That's it. Just getting a real sense of how clear your mind feels when you've studied for a good hour or two and you know you've done what you need to do. That's it. Once again, just turning your mind to those times when you think about studying, you can feel like a sprinter when the starting pistol goes off, reacting instinctively without thinking about it too much, looking forward to the satisfaction you're going to feel in an hour or two when you've done that. That's good, and I know that you know, do you not, what it's like to be so absorbed in something that you just don't notice anything else. There are certain things you do in your life when time seems to fly by. That could be anything. You know, when you look at your watch afterwards and you can't believe that's the time. When your attention is so totally focused on something You block out all outside distractions. You may not even notice someone speaking to you. Just remembering and re-experiencing the feeling of being so absorbed in the moment. Total quality focus. That's good. And when you study, you can enter that state of mind where you're so totally focused. If you forget to hear things around you, you forget to think about anything other than the subject of your study. And as you continue to study, bit by bit you start to notice a certain familiarity with your subject. A natural ease using the language associated with it. An increasing understanding of all the concepts involved. And while that process takes place, you can relax with the knowledge that confusion always precedes clarity. And as you submerge yourself in that studying, those new concepts, ideas, and facts just soak into you, soak into your mind, your unconscious mind, so that they truly become part of you. That's it. And you can discover just how nice it feels to organize your time so efficiently. Just how rewarding it is to be efficient about your studying. Just how much more you enjoy your leisure time when you study properly. And just feeling a general sense of balance. That's it. And you can rest comfortable with the knowledge that studying is like a journey to somewhere new. Getting to know a place piece by piece, stopping at places along the way to really familiarize yourself at each stage. Having your final destination in mind, but being totally absorbed by the sights along the way. That's good. And any time you find yourself less focused, you can just close your eyes for a moment or two and allow yourself to relax. And when those eyes open again, you'll have a fantastic laser-like focus of attention. That's good. And you can drift into the future now, to beyond your destination, seeing the results of that journey of study, noticing that as well as the feeling of achievement at having attained your goal, that the things you learned along the way are perhaps even more valuable. Things about self-control, about perseverance, about application. That's it. The things you learned about yourself that you can learn incredibly well. And when you're confident you can learn, then you can achieve just about anything. That's it. And that incredible focus of mind you've developed over the period of study you've just completed will serve you well in many areas of life in the future. But for now, you can drift back to the here and now. Consciously, you can know that you've learned well today. And you can be interested to notice how your unconscious mind responds differently when you think about studying. For now, you can be gently, comfortably relaxed as you become more and more aware of the room around you. Wherever you are, of the sensations within your body, perhaps the chair you're sitting on, or wherever you happen to be, coming more and more back to the room, taking a little time to stretch perhaps, and in your own time, just opening your eyes. Good. Now I recommend that you use this download every day until you start seeing the benefits that you are really looking for. Remember also you can check out other useful and associated sessions from hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Improve Concentration and Focus and Achieve Your Potential. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you very much for listening, and the best of luck to you in your studies.